www.hardshoot.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. is releasing 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as part of an international effort to make up for disruption in Libya's oil production. Congressman Edward Markey says the move should ease the pain at the gasoline pump.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
You know, the new thing today in America is give up rights for the common good. Oh, if we'd listened to our founding forefathers who established this country, we would know so much better as to what's behind giving up your rights for the common good. Thomas Jefferson said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. They believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. This just adds another control, because control's real name is bondage. The logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. We could chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust. This may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. Rather than giving up rights, America, we should be giving up wrongs. And the way that you do that is deal with corruption in the system. The opposite of control is chaos. More laws don't make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom." What have you been hearing over the last 10 years from this administration and the administration prior to it? It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. This week, I called my banker and was asked to verify my name, my birth date, my social security number, my address, my cell phone number. I got to the point where I was so agitated with this individual, I said, "Would you like my blood type as well?" This is what was said back to me. "This is for your protection." I said, "Everything seems to be for my protection. If it's for my protection, then incriminate the criminal, not me, the client." How backwards we have it in America. Let's give up everything, America, so everybody can do what they want to do. Let's give up everything that our forefathers have established through their fighting and through their sacrifice. Let's just give it all up.
That reminds me of Benjamin Franklin, who said, "Those that are willing to give up essential liberties to maintain temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety or security."
And why did he know that?
Because he knew exactly how tyrants come in to try to control. They bring in a little bit of chaos
with
the German armies so they can bring in a little bit of order.
That's right.
That goes back to the most wealthiest Roman landowners.
Yeah.
Was Marcus Licinius Crassus, I believe.
Ooh.
If I pronounced his name correctly.
Yeah.
I'm not Roman or Latin. What he did was he had his own fire brigade. And so during Rome, there was a lot of fires that were going on.
So he had the answer for when there was fire.
For problem, that's right.
Okay, gotcha.
So when fires would start in a district, he would go about two or three houses down and say to the man, "I'll buy your real estate right now for this amount of money, because in about, you know, a half hour, the fire is going to light your house on fire, and I can stop it." And so his fire brigade would stand there, and the man would say no or yes, and they would just negotiate. And the price would go down the closer that the fire got to his house. Yeah. And once the man agreed to sell his real estate, then, of course, Crassus would have his men put the fire out.
That's right.
So he had a perfect solution. The point is that you have a problem, you have
a
solution
for the problem. He had the answer to the problem,
that's
and
right.
When there was a problem, he could always bring in the answer
for
a price.
And that's the danger with consolidating too much power into federal government. That was the danger that our founders saw. That's why many people are actually against the federal constitution in the beginning, because they claimed it put too much power into a federal government. Now, at that particular time, we needed to reinforce our strength against our foreign enemies, and so therefore we put strong checks on the federal government. We had federalism. The states had a lot of rights, and you see those being corroded now. But to go to your point with the man being chained to the tree, now the only person left, because we said that that would create a utopian society, no one would commit crime, but that's not altogether true, because the person who could commit the crime is the man who has control of the keys.
That's right.
So the government always wants to chain you to their trees. It's their trees, and they always hold the power with the key.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0255. 0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, said Noah Webster. Noah Webster's Bible, you know, Webster's dictionary, the man who taught millions to read but yet not one to sin. Man, I wonder where he got that from. You know, it says in Proverbs 28, folks, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. That must be the reason we have an abomination in office today. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Let me take it one step further. Right after that, it says, evil men understand not judgment. Now, you know, we've been talking about judgment quite a bit lately. Thou shalt not judge. But the fact the Bible tells us and it teaches us that evil men understand not judgment. And let me take you to Jonah 2. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Evil men understand not judgment. And the reason they're evil is because they forsake their own mercies because they observe lying vanities. They don't like the truth. And so in saying all that, what we want to do is I want to talk a little bit today about truth. It's kind of like this, folks. They got these hamburgers. When you go into the stores, they have these fast food hamburgers, and I totally love them. But it's kind of like this. Americans and their revised version of the truth lacks the truth. It's kind of like when I go and buy one of these wonderful hamburgers that I have to douse in ketchup so I don't have to taste the supposed hamburger. You know, the conglomeration of goo. I think it's like mutants. I don't know what we become. Well, we don't become turtles. I do know that. But listen to this ingredients, folks. I wanted a hamburger, and I turned it around. It's like the truth, folks. The truth should be the main ingredient, but the revised version of truth is lacking truth. Just like when I get this hamburger, the ingredients is, wait a second, I just want a hamburger, but listen to this. I mean, folks, there's so much ingredients in these hamburgers and in the food that we eat today. Pretty soon we're going to have little pamphlets so we can read everything. And it's interesting, at the very end of the ingredients, it says hamburger. But wait a second. Why did I have to read 15 pages of ingredients before I got the hamburger? See, again, it's like the truth. Why is the truth last on the list when I ask for the truth, which makes men free? I didn't ask for your ingredients. Deceivers, contrivers, diplomatic individuals, straight up liars. I didn't ask for any of that. I asked for the truth. And America, that's what we're giving you week after week is truth. And I think in America, they want the ingredients rather than what they're really asking for. Mm-hmm. Heather, would you be so kind as to kick off some of the ingredients? Now, folks, I'm not contriving this. I'm not making this up. So, Heather, go ahead and kick off some of the ingredients. And if you say the wording the wrong way as to what the ingredients are and you can't pronounce it the right way, it's okay because the people that contrive it, they don't know what it means either. It's just a chemical to them.
Just a way to water it down.
So this is the ingredients for a hamburger that I bought this morning. Go ahead, Heather.
Okay. The beef patties have beef, water, textured soy flour, soy protein concentrate, and contains less of 2% of the following: dehydrated onion, salt, lactose, reduced whey, monosodium glutamate, sodium phosphate, onion powder and garlic powder, dextrose, spices, and spice extractives, hydrolyzed soy protein, wheat flour.
Hang on a second. Folks, I just wanted a hamburger. I hope you guys are tracking with me here, folks. I'm getting everything but I'm getting antifreeze. I'm getting this chemical, that No. For real, folks, I'm getting antifreeze in a hamburger. I didn't ask for antifreeze. I asked for a hamburger. Keep going on.
Okay, so let's go to the cheese. It's actually pasteurized processed cheddar cheese substitute.
Substitute?
Yes.
I didn't ask for a substitute. I asked for a hamburger with cheese on it. I asked for a stinking cheeseburger, and I'm getting a false cheese, a counterfeit cheese. I didn't ask for that. See, America, we want the truth, don't we? We don't want a bunch of ingredients mixed in with the truth. We just want the truth, plain and simple. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go to the bun.
This is the hamburger. Ingredients.
Bun, enriched bleach flour, which contains wheat flour, malted barley flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, mono-something, riboflavin, folic acid, water, high fructose corn syrup, yeast, sesame.
You're not kidding me, are you, Heather?
No, I am reading this thing word for word.
And I asked for a cheeseburger.
And I haven't even finished all the things on the list for each of these things.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. Yep. Hydrogenated soybean oil, contains less than 2% of each of the following: salt, cornstarch, calcium sulfate, words I can't say.
You get the point, America, don't you? Folks, we only went through half of the ingredients to those, whatever you want to call them. My wife just said, that's really in these hamburgers. I said, yeah. I didn't ask for all of these chemicals. I didn't ask for these added ingredients. I asked for meat, and if the cheese is on there, I asked for real cheese, not a false cheese. Or a mutant cheese. I mean, just think about that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What did they mutate from? I mean, what are we going to mutate? Are we going to be a bunch of cheeseheads? Are we from Wisconsin or something? I don't know. But the point is made. The sad part about it is it's so good. You know, now you understand why when you go into the hospital, folks, they got those questionnaires that go on for, I don't know, 3.5-4 hours. Because if you don't have something wrong with you, these ingredients will be sure to give you something wrong. And once you do have something wrong, then you go to the hospital for the right reasons. They're saying, have you been eating those frozen hamburgers from the store again? And I got to say yes. And my whole point was this, folks, and I think you got it. Truth makes men free. Therefore, it should be at the top and the only ingredient that we need, because truth makes men free. We don't need other ingredients. I kicked this off a couple months back. But for our new listeners, I think you'll enjoy this. It's called Ever Wonder Why. And my whole point is this, as I kick off all the ingredients to these mutant hamburger, cheeseburgers, whatever you want to call them, isn't it interesting that you ever wonder why what you order is the last thing you get? Like, for example, the last ingredient on this manufactured hamburger is beef. Why is that the last thing when that's all I purchase? That's what I put my money into. I didn't put my money into their ingredients. I just wanted a hamburger. But that was the last thing I got. And the bottom line is it shouldn't be the last thing I get. See, folks, crime operates in the lies. I talk about this so much that we're in the position in America because we tolerate the lies when we know, America, that these people are lying, that are representing who we are. This is called Ever Wonder Why. And it's great food for thought. You ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? You ever wonder why women can't put on mascara with their mouths closed? You ever wonder why you never see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery? You ever wonder why abbreviated is such a long word? Abbreviated. Doctors, dentists, and lawyers call what they do practice. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why lemon juice is made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons? Folks, you ever notice when you go into the grocery store, you see it says real lemonade, and then you turn it around and on the back it says less than 10% made with real lemons? That's false advertising. That's called a modern-day politician. You ever wonder why the one who invests all your money is called a broker? You ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains, America? I've wondered that. You ever wonder why the time with the slowest traffic is called rush hour? You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? You ever wonder why no one never swatted those two mosquitoes? You see, folks, the point is, if he swatted those two mosquitoes, we wouldn't have to deal with them today. You ever wonder why they sterilized the needle for lethal injection? Hey, it's not like the dude's not going to die anyways, right? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why they don't make the entire plane out of the same stuff as that indestructible black box? I really have thought about that. I think sometimes it makes too much sense, and that's what confuses the inventors. See, because if it was absolutely made out of that stuff, then there'd be no room for a bureaucracy. You ever wonder why they are called apartments when they're all stuck together? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why, if con is the opposite of pro, that Congress isn't the opposite of progress? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why, if flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal? You ever wonder why? Because I do. You know, I mean, seriously, you go in, you buy dishwashing soap, and it says real lemons. It's made with real lemons. But I can't even buy lemonade that's made out of real lemons. I mean, it's kind of backwards. And then I come again to my conclusion because I want to make my point. In the Bible, folks, God called Abraham, Abraham. He had to say it to him twice. And he said, Isaac, Isaac, twice. He said, Jacob, Jacob, twice. Remember when he talked to the boy prophet Samuel? Samuel, Samuel, men have to be told things twice. Folks, men have to be told things twice. Truth makes men free. Therefore, it should be the top ingredient as well as the only ingredient. And let me tell you this, truth is all I'm after. In America, it should be the only thing that you're after, and it's the only thing that you'll settle for. We don't need the added ingredients of diplomacy, deception. You get the point. Folks, before I make my next point, I also want you to please go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, that's Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Check out my Facebook, and if you're normal, link up with me because I greatly appreciate that. And for those that are listening to us for the very first time, I would also like for you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Really quick, I want to go back. We were talking about Braveheart. William Wallace was out there. William Wallace. That's right.
I thought it was one.
In time, they were at battle with the king, the tyrant of England. And what happened is his brothers that were fighting for their liberty in their own country.
Scotland.
In Scotland, they were nobles. They didn't fight like William Wallace fought.
Yeah. They had too much to lose.
That's exactly what they said. But remember when they went to battle and William Wallace went out there? And William Wallace looked at the nobles, the political idiots of the day, the conservative idiots of the day that don't know the meaning of the word conservative. And he said to them, it's because you're divided, we don't win. When we can stand together, we can win the day. They sold out to the king, the tyrant. Who betrayed who? William Wallace could have won the day. If they would have unified, they would have won, and they would have had their freedom together. But because they were divided, as Scripture says, how can a house stand if it be divided? That's how you divide and you conquer. That's how tyrants think. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Folks, there would be no division in this country at all. Go back to the two pillars, the Bible and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be outside of that, you go ahead and play the game. Here's another thing. When people praise politicians saying they know what they do, let me tell you something. They don't know what they do. They're setting themselves up for judgment. Because the minute they wrested judgment or perverted judgment, what they did is they put a noose upon their own neck. And by the way, when it comes to political people, they put a noose on the country. They're selling you down the river for gain. But what's the fruit of that? Destruction to them and the people. The minute you sell out the truth, you destroy everything around you. And that's exactly what's happening today because we've gotten away from who we are as a people. We lose the day. Because why? Because the American people are divided. Now, those that love the truth, they get exactly what I'm saying. They call us week after week, not just one or two folks, saying, I love the way you guys are doing that. It really does show the idioticness of the people. And they get on the radio and they act like they're the intellects. But when you go to the base of their little towers, their judgment is way off, folks. You're blown away by their intellect, yet the Bible says we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, because it's a work of the Holy Spirit, not a work of an intelligent carnal man that you gloat in. Oh, man, that guy, he's my favorite. Or that guy, he's my favorite. I know, your favorite, what's he been doing over the last 15 years? He's been on the radio talking. He's been over there mocking the left. But let me ask you something. What has he done? How has he put his feet to the ground? Where has he found out what true honor really has been about? Where has he been on the battlefield? Well, he gets on the radio and he talks all the time and they slam him through the press. That's not what I'm talking about. He ain't gaining nothing. The only thing he's gaining is just a little more leaving, allowing a little more leaving in the lump until it's completely spoiled. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the country. Who are your heroes, America? That's a good question. Who are your heroes? My hero is not in a man. I can tell you that right now. My hero is he who has been tried time and time again by me, by faith that he has given to me, and he's proven himself strong on my behalf time after time after time. What separates this radio show from any other radio show in America is this, our faithfulness to God and our faithfulness to the Constitution. And if you think we're condescending, we're being sarcastic, it's on purpose, because we're just simply trying to show you what a bunch of clowns look like. And the clowns that I'm talking about is what I hear on the airwaves day after day in this country. And the American people think they're so intellectual because they can get involved with some guy that thinks he knows where he's going, when in fact he's gone nowhere over the last 15 years. God is always willing, America, to give us what we're willing to fight for. And if we can do this together, let's unite under the flag and the banner of Christianity. Where are all those great radio personalities? Where have they taken you over the last 15 years, folks? And by the way, I'm not trying to get ratings up. Ratings are up because we're fighting for the truth. We're contending for the faith. That's why people listen to this radio show. My standard is Christ and what is written. And by the way, what has been proven and what is working and what has always worked for over 200 years. Not look at how smart I am and look at how I can, like the left, work around in undoing the Constitution. It's like this. I was just talking to someone the other day, and I said, isn't it interesting, the Band of Brothers? Herb Surth is a friend of the ministries, and so were a couple of the other guys that have passed on now. God bless them. Isn't it interesting, the historian and the veteran, when you parallel the two, you listen to the historian talk about World War II like he was there.
Yeah.
And he was never there. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's got no testimony in it. He just heard from somebody. And then you talk to the veteran, and that guy is willing to pick up his guns like Bill Garnier is again. But the historian, where is he at? He's got all the head knowledge, but he doesn't have the courage to get on the battlefield. But he'll have a tax rally every year. That's an example of his courage and his bravery. No, did you hear what I said, America? A tax rally every year. And then 5 years later, another tax rally. And so what have they been doing over the last 5 years? Another tax rally. Oh, but look at all the people here. So what? Where's the fruit, bro? Where's the fruit of your fight? Where's the fruit of your battle? Why does everybody love you? And the only ones that don't love you are the ones that, if you do at all, step out and point your finger at them. Naturally, you're going to get a retaliation from them, a response from them. But where is the fruit of your fight? America, who's your hero? We talk about the forefathers. Listen, I don't glorify the forefathers. I admire their courage, and I honor them by living for what they fought for. But I'll tell you what, I know who gave us the victory.
That's right.
And our forefathers want us to know who gave us the victory. Just like John Quincy Adams said, go ahead and do what you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what he did on the behalf of our forefathers. And that's what we have today. And by the way, that's what all these people, both the left and the right, are fighting against. They're willing to compromise out what men died for. There is no compromise, America. How come it is with this radio program? Why is it that week after week, when we do make our points, we give you the answers? We read what your law says. We give you the answers. That's how you equip a people, because when I read the Constitution or the Bible, it clears the air. And what's interesting, it's already written. I don't need to talk about or go outside of my scope of given authority, because it's already been given to me. That's my arena. I already have all the answers that I need. I believe that these people don't want answers, because if they did have the answers, they would be out of a job, and so would the politicians. They feed off each other, America. God bless the people out there that are really doing the stuff. But my gosh, we have to wake up. And again, I ask you the question, America, who's your hero? If you put your trust, your faith, your confidence in a man, I want to say this, you are a fool. The Bible says the man that trusts in his own heart is a fool. Well, the only thing that a man is going to trust in a carnal heart is another carnal man. Man is going to die. Christ never does. He's always been. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Listen, we will endure as a people for as long as we stick to the word and to the Constitution. There's no question about it. Yep. And you know what? Your enemy knows it. And if it wasn't true, then why is it constantly under attack by your media, America? Why is it constantly under attack by this administration? Why is it constantly under attack by any tyrant? Because he wants to be God. And I'll tell you what, demigods, it is dangerous business to try to ascend the throne of the God of glory in Jesus' name. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Just ask little David when he went out there and took Goliath's sword and chopped off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. You want to play? I'll tell you what, sin's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay, and it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. Don't mock God. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Let me go back to our founding forefathers, and let me give you some ground to walk on. Oh, and by the way, if I might, let me give you an analogy. Remember how earlier I was talking about intellect and how God has chosen the foolish things of the world and how we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men, but yet in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God? Because it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says the kingdom is not in word, but it is in power. Do you understand? It is in power. There was a great orator, a great speaker who came into a city to do a speech. Throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked him one question, and then he said, "Does anybody else have any other questions?" Because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer to whoever asked. One man raised his hand. The speaker asked, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled out an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a good speaker. You're a smart dude. You are an intellectual giant." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand sour or sweet?" The speaker, looking confounded at this man's question, replied with, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus. You have intellectual men, America, that you put your trust in, and they have no understanding as to the things that they say. They say they do, but what is the fruit?" The Bible says in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good, because the Lord is known of his own." And I'll tell you what, the Lord's kids today ain't bowing, they ain't bending, and they ain't playing. Folks, know who you follow. Because if the blind lead the blind, you're all going to end up in the ditch in America. Where are you at today? In the ditch. Because my God and my Lord told me not to give myself over to those that are given to change. That's what the Lord said. Go back to the old ways. He didn't say go to the new ways. What is the model of Barry Obama's administration? I'm sorry.
I think it's something similar to that.
What is the model of George Soros' administration? I'm sorry. What is the model of the UN's administration through this ventriloquist? What did George say, Obama? Here, you want to hear what he sounds like, folks? Listen to this. This is him without his teleprompter. Check it out.
"Everybody knows that it makes no sense that you send a kid to the emergency room for a treatable illness like asthma. They end up taking up a hospital bed. It costs, when if you they just gave you gave them treatment early."
Uh-oh, there it goes.
"And they got some treatment and a breathalyzer or an inhalator, not a breathalyzer. I haven't had much sleep in the last 48 hours, so."
George, where's that teleprompter? America will believe anything.
"Listen to me, Obama. I have something to say."
Where's Henry Kissinger?
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Tomatoes. You got Bradley and Jake. Maybe these people just don't have a sense of humor. Well, maybe they have to have a sense of humor because they're listening to us.
That's true.
Okay, so kudos to them.
You got it, yeah.
All right, just want to make sure I didn't draw a line there.
Maybe they could share some of that with the world right now.
What's that?
Some of that sense of humor. You know, it's kind of like the guys that get picked up on, you know, these crazy, who's the guy with a really good radio voice? This could
Bradley
be your
Dean.
Opportunity.
Oh, you're talking about the godfather of radio, Bradley Dean?
That's right.
Yeah.
This could be, I mean, it started somewhere for you, too. You just called in, went out on a whim, stepped out on a line.
I have to break it to him, guys.
Yeah.
I am Bradley Dean.
Yeah.
You know, I go to restaurants, and, you know, a lot of times what will happen is people will catch that I'm in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to literally have, like, bodyguards lead me out.
Yeah.
And then about
that
time the building's packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to get, like, a megaphone and say, Bradley Dean has left the building.
Yeah. It does happen.
They used to do that back in the 70s for some guy named Elvis. I don't know. Have you ever heard of that guy?
Well, that was your uncle, wasn't it?
No. No.
It wasn't your father, was it?
No.
Oh. That was you!
Did you know his mother's maiden name is really my last name?
Huh.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Because you do kind of look like him.
Folks, here, do this for me. Go to Bradley Dean on Facebook and tell me. I mean, just take a poll. Do you think I look like Elvis, because I personally think I got an edge over him. And my wife, if she called in right now, she would say the same thing.
Well, the problem
is, now that's for all those people out there that have ever heard of that guy named Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
You might
Presley,
see him
right?
once in a while when you walk into a convenience store.
Well, some people might be thinking, don't
different
you
have, giftings?
Don't you have any dialogue or topic? Yeah, we have plenty of it. We're just talking. And
what did somebody say to us?
I don't know. What did somebody say?
It wasn't different giftings. It was different. What did he say?
You're grounded and I'm the charismatic.
No.
Are you trying to be lazy?
No, the phone conversation we had. Different parts. We have different duties, different... What was the wording you used?
I don't know. If you had the thought, then you're the one who's going to have to work
that through. We were on the phone conference
together. Yeah.
I've got a terrible memory, but we were on the phone conference together. We were talking to the guy that's...
Jake, right?
From Chicago.
Jake?
Yeah.
Right. So when I say Jake McMillan, the other guy, at least you know now that it's you.
I was starting to get stuck in my head this tomato thing, though, and so like I lost Jake for a second, but I'm glad you brought it up again.
I think what happened here is the tomato got stuck in your head.
It probably did.
I like tomato sandwiches, though.
Yeah, they taste good. I like organic
Let's talk
tomatoes.
About this. You know what? Maybe we'll get some, maybe, I don't know. Maybe some of the liberals listening to us right now, and they'll find this interesting and they'll write about it. Maybe even start a new religion.
Yeah.
Talking about tomatoes. And then after that.
Let's talk about relevancy of the tomato. Then let's talk about seed of the tomato. And let's begin to make up names along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go to Obama and see if we can get some funding for it.
That is a good idea.
Tomato Project.
Yeah.
And it's about the people.
That's right.
Just as long as we know it's about
liberating
people
with the Tomato Project.
Yep, and we'll sit in a council around a big table and we'll create words. We'll just grab different words and we'll put them all together.
Like vines and stems.
And then we'll go to the people and act like they really have a definition.
That's right.
You know, think about that.
I think you're onto something here.
I am onto something.
It's the most ludicrous idea I've thought of, but this will work.
But the thing is before you get on this committee, you have to go to college for like 6 years.
Get some credentials, yeah, of course.
If you got your credentials, you're good.
Yep.
Because credentials validate or invalidate who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And you got to make sure he teaches evolution. He's got to shoot for the floor and not the roof.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Don't shoot for the stars because he might hit one. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just begin to create something out of nothing.
Uh-huh.
Like they did with evolution, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You know,
we won't really tell the people, you know, what the facts are, because after all, we don't care about the facts. We just want to create something out of nothing and act like it's really important.
And then we can be the inventors of it.
Tomatoonics or something like that, and then we'll add, like, some more words at the end of that.
They can put us on MSNBC. I can see it right now.
Oh, I think they get, like, a panel. They get paid millions of dollars every year, and they create these words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said earlier, they got their credentials.
Yeah.
And
as long as
they got those credentials, they can go forward.
That's right.
Then it'll be shoved down our throats, and it has to be true. Like, I don't know, global
warming? I was just thinking global warming. You know, global warming actually helps the tomato, and this is where it gets fascinating.
Obamacare helps.
That's right. So in order for us to prevent global warming, we have to grow more tomatoes.
Yes.
Because this global warming will utilize that, and we have to steal a bunch of money from these conservative business owners.
I don't know, GM. Yeah. And maybe we can shut down GM, and then we can make electric cars and shut down that because of the exhaust.
And then we can turn on the plants.
And if they want to have a normal car, then we're going to have to get permits for them to actually have the exhaust come out into the air.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it'll be special exhaust that'll help grow our tomatoes.
Sure.
And after we destroy the plants that they used to make their old cars in, we'll turn them into farm fields to grow more tomatoes.
And then on top of that, you know what we'll do?
Uh-huh.
We'll say it's constitutional.
That's right.
Because for the most
part. Of course it is. America, credentials.
America doesn't know their constitution for the most part, right?
Yeah.
You know, on a serious note, some people were complaining to me about what was going on in the country. And I said, you know what? You should be thankful for this man in office right now because nobody else could have woken up this giant in America to send him back to school to learn their constitution and their founding documents. Nobody could have did it except Obama.
God bless the king.
Amen. I'll tell you what, but if you read in scripture, it's God warning his people to wake up.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's a good thing when people go back and find out who they are and they begin to stand for who they are under God. Mm-hmm. And then they begin to possess the land. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place.
And it also puts you in the place where you have to act. If you don't act, you'll just remain in this curse.
Totally.
But if you do act, you don't have to remain in it.
Well, I mean, if you don't act, then you have something called Obamacare. And if you don't act, then you have something called a constitutional subverter, scholar in the office.
Maybe the words mean the same now.
Or if you just want to let that go, then you end up with this tomato onyx.
That's right.
Tomato onyx.
Tomato onyx and global warming.
Tomato onyx.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomato onyx is the way to go.
That's right.
I don't know, how do you feel about that?
You get a patent on that, Kerry, while we're talking?
If someone tries to come in and steal it from us, we'll just get an attorney. He'll take care of business for us.
Attorneys are
after
good
he rapes us for a couple million dollars.
They're good guys, though.
Sure. Well, they are.
And no, they really are. I think they're really well-meaning people.
Isn't it interesting about attorneys? A lot of them, they're friends with the enemy, and then they get in court and act like they're at war with each other.
That's great. Yesterday.
How does that work?
So what do you think about this? Oh, man, I was working hard for you.
Yeah, let's drag it out a couple more years.
Let's go golfing and talk about my client.
Sure.
Let's talk about it.
What do you think?
Well, that happens because you don't enforce the law, and that happens because you don't know the law, and that happens because you don't know your rights, and that happens because you set yourself up for it, because you didn't retaliate when you had the tool in your hand or the weapon in your hand to deal with the issues at hand.
And, you know,
look at how far backwards we are now.
I don't want to offend anybody's delicate constitutions out there, but it really all starts with you disobeying God. In God's word.
Sorry,
conservatives that, you know, don't like hearing about the Lord. But if you really get back to it, that's where it starts.
Oh, well.
Your delicate constitution is okay there.
Then they wonder why nobody gets in their bus because there's no gas.
Yeah. They got their seats filled,
but they don't have anybody to, you know, push that bus along. And the only one that can do that is the fuel of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And that's the only power that brings about resolve, which is what we're sitting in right now. And if we don't have resolve, then what's the sense?
I don't know. I like turning on the news every day and hearing how bad everything's going. I love that. I mean, I live for that. And the only people in America that can complain about that are those that tolerate it. Boy, now I'm getting facetious.
Yeah. It's getting to that cliff part where we're going over the cliff.
Should we get back to tomato
facetiousism?
Facetiousism.
I like that.
That's good.
You know, in other words, credentialed.
Hey, if it feels good to you, it matters. Wasn't it Hillary that was talking about No Child Left Behind? 2 + 2 = 5.
Why not?
It equals whatever you want it to equal, man.
That's right. Don't wound those poor children and tell them they're wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we don't want them to obey, right?
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
There's no losers in this tomato onyx.
No, absolutely not. How's your tomatoes?
I think it's a good topic. You know, we really need to discuss the tomatoes.
Okay.
If we don't, just imagine what would happen if we didn't discuss the tomatoes.
We wouldn't be talking about tomatoes right now had we not tended the tomato patch.
That's right.
We had to make sure we got rid of all those weeds that try to come up and choke those tomatoes up, but we're talking about tomatoes.
In reality, yes, we are.
Yes.
And if you don't understand this, you just stick with us long enough, pretty soon you'll understand, because we know what we're talking about when it comes to tomatoes.
Oh, facetious.
Seriously.
You guys want some big words? We got tomato onyx. This is the station to be plugged into, the number one radio show in the land, talking about tomato onyx.
That's right.
The next big scam thrown on the American people, tomatoes are the way to go.
That's right. Tomato onyx. Start planting tomatoes now, even in the winter, because global warming is happening pretty soon, and they'll still grow.
They'll be frozen, but they'll grow.
Right. Yep.
And frozen tomatoes.
You can't stop them. The momentum is going. We're going into a new world of tomatoes.
We are. And you know what I think we should do, though, is you should call the state of Minnesota, because we don't want to have packets with too much salt in them. And we need the nanny state to come in and tell us we can only put so much salt on our frozen tomatoes.
Yeah, that's
that'll cool. help.
We're going to have them help us regulate this.
They're looking out for our interests.
You got that right. Yeah. I think they'll even do it for free.
I mean, I'm so glad they shut down smoking and all that other. Dude, that's great. Now I can go into a bar and get smashed and, you know, without everybody else smoking, and I don't want to get cancer.
Yeah.
But as long as I can derive a tax off the booze that's sold.
Then it's okay. Keep the bars open.
Totally. You know, I mean, in the DWIs and all the people that are getting slaughtered in America on the streets because the laws of the land aren't enforced against crimes.
Yeah.
But they are against the people's rights.
Yeah. Seems to me maybe people make money off of more laws and regulation.
I wonder if, like, the libs right now, like the leftist radical whacks, are going to begin to report us as the sons of tomatoes.
Ooh. That's another trademark.
And what's not too far out there, folks, we might be millionaires next week.
That's right.
Someone might call us.
Because it's a genius plan, guys.
From Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And he probably lives in that big White
House.
I want them tomatoes.
I'm with the Department of Tomatoes, and you guys are genius.
And if you don't give over the patent, we're going to snuff you out.
That's right. We'll send black helicopters.
Welcome back to the Sons of Tomato right after this break.